Last month in Eagle River, the annual snowmobile derby drew 30,000 people. Plenty of others drove snowmobiles on frozen lakes. But the local snowmobile and cross-country ski trails had relatively little use because of a lack of snow. Now there's at least a foot of snow on the ground, and Conrad Heeg of the Eagle River Area Chamber of Commerce is no longer a lonely fellow.
Oh, it's unbelievable. There's, for the first time this year, we're seeing snowmobiles. We're fortunate that the trail goes right by our Chamber of Commerce Visitor Center here, and all day long we've just seen more and more sleds, and it's really picking up, and these trailers are starting to come into town, and it's a very welcome sight.
Apparently, these are not local people recreating. Heeg says Eagle River residents are busy grooming the trails, plowing roads, and working. He says the snowmobilers, cross-country skiers, and their dollars are from places like Milwaukee and Illinois. Heeg says it's too early to say if an emergency million-dollar tourism ad campaign paid for by the state is paying off, but he says the Eagle River Chamber this week started to flood some markets with new radio ads of its own.
They turned on thousands and thousands of dollars of ads in Illinois and southern Wisconsin, Green Bay area. The snow's here, come on up.
The snow conditions are not uniform all across northern and central Wisconsin. Tourism officials suggest people check with their preferred destination before they hit the highway. Chuck Hornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.